Over the past couple of decades, many North Carolina beachfront houses have been lost to the Atlantic Ocean. Some have been torn down by owners, others were destroyed in storms, and some have collapsed spectacularly. I'm climate reporter David Borax, and in part one of WHQR's series Rising Waters, we examine how climate change and rising sea levels are making the search for solutions to this old problem more pressing. Residents watched last week as a two-story, saltbox-style house on the beach in Rodanthe collapsed and began tossing in the waves, as seen in a video posted by the local fire department. It was the seventh house to fall into the ocean near Cape Hatteras National Seashore over the past 4 years. Aerial photos show another dozen nearby at risk. National Park Service Superintendent Dave Halleck says many of these houses were built decades ago, away from the ocean behind a series of dunes. But the beach and dunes have been swept away by Mother Nature.
As erosion of our barrier islands has occurred over the last several decades, the distance between the Atlantic Ocean and the backyards of these homes, or even the home itself, has decreased substantially.
Rodanthe has gotten most of the headlines in recent years, but houses have been lost up and down the North Carolina coast during storms or just from the encroaching sea. Mayor Debbie Smith of Ocean Isle Beach says entire streets have been lost in recent decades.
As you travel down the beach, you will see that First Street ends and the oceanfront road turns into Second Street. And then Second Street ends and the oceanfront road turns into Third Street. Originally, back in the early 50s, First and Second Street went all the way to the end.
A 2022 report for the State Coastal Resources Commission estimated that 750 structures were at risk along the North Carolina coast, out of about 8,800 total. Scientists say barrier islands like these all along the East Coast erode and shift naturally. Adding to the problem, sea level has risen a foot in the past century along the Carolinas and Virginia coasts, and it's accelerating. Federal climate scientists predict another foot of rise by 2050.
It's not uncommon for us to have a 3 to 4 meter per year erosion rate. In other words, 10 plus feet of beachfront just disappearing to the Atlantic Ocean on an annual basis.
Several factors drive that erosion, says coastal scientist Braxton Davis.
You can have the movement of offshore sandbars and shoals and inlet dynamics. All of these things come into play in determining what your erosion rate is at any one spot. But the overall trend is erosion. And, you know, sea level rise just exacerbates all of these natural processes and natural shoreline changes.
Davis is executive director of the North Carolina Coastal Federation and led the State Division of Coastal Management for more than a decade until earlier this year. Over the past 2 years, he and Halleck have led a state and federal task force studying threatened beachfront structures. A report is due out Monday. Halleck says it will outline the problem and offer solutions, ranging from financial assistance for property owners to changes in regulations and insurance rules.
We're co-releasing a report with the state of North Carolina that, again, is just a list of ideas that we think can help to advance the issue. It's not necessarily the silver bullet. So hopefully these ideas can be further discussed by government agencies and we can use it to develop other solutions.
In many oceanfront communities, pumping sand to rebuild beaches has become commonplace to protect both the public beach and threaten homes and buildings. But every time the dredges and bulldozers come in, it costs tens of millions of dollars. And some officials worry that's not sustainable. In Dare County, officials say they don't have the money to repeatedly re-nourish Rodanthe's beach. That means many houses are actually on the public beach and at risk of collapsing or creating other hazards that force beach closures, says Halleck.
They can present a safety impact if pieces of a deck or a stairway are falling off a house or perhaps even the entire house collapses. And then finally, associated structures like septic systems, which treat the wastewater coming out of the house, frequently will break open and can leak raw untreated sewage into the environment. So there's also a potential public health risk as well.
Some property owners have already taken the costly step of moving their homes. Other houses have been demolished. In a pilot project last year, the Park Service bought and tore down two houses at Rodanthe that were at risk of collapsing. The money came from a Park Service fund fueled by profits from offshore oil and gas leases. Davis says we need a mix of potential solutions and funding.
It can't be a simple buyout program. It's not just regulatory in terms of some agency coming out and saying it's time to move your house away. There's insurance implications and legal implications that are quite complicated. So I think that it really takes a holistic approach where you blend as many tools as you can.
However it's done, getting houses off the beach is the best long-term solution, says coastal geologist Rob Young. He runs the Program for the Study of Developed Shorelines at Western Carolina University.
Too often, we think of retreat and buyouts on the oceanfront as like the third rail of coastal management. Nobody wants to talk about it, but it's really time to talk about it, because the idea that we can hold every single shoreline in place and protect every single parcel is just absurd.
As leaders try to hammer out solutions in the coming years, Davis says we shouldn't think of property owners as the villains.
A lot of these houses have been there a very long time. A lot of family memories are made, and you know, some areas erode faster than others. You know, nature is very dynamic, and storms can be pretty unpredictable. We don't always know exactly how soon a structure is going to become threatened. So really, in order to handle this, we have to get away from thinking of this in some way that's going to penalize the property owners.
Davis says some recommendations in the report are already being tried, like buyouts, but other policy changes and permanent funding could take a lot more haggling. And there's still the question of where the money comes from. Representative Greg Murphy, who represents much of the North Carolina coast in Congress, filed a bill in June that would allow money from the National Flood Insurance Program to pay to demolish or move threatened structures before they collapse. For WHQR, I'm David Borex.